The Canadian Opera Company in performance, and for good reason this afternoon here on The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. It is the new Classical FM. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. After having to end the season early due to the lockdown, the Canadian Opera Company has introduced a new digital content hub. The idea is to make it easier than ever to access the uplifting power of music and stay connected with one of the country's most beloved organizations. Pretty easy to remember this one, coc.ca/hub. The portal will host all of the COC's upcoming webinars, online tutorials, and interactive programs for adults and young people, as well as registration details. It will also have the company's entire Opera at Home series, a digital initiative consisting of performance clips. And announced yesterday, there's also a new virtual choir that the COC is inviting you to be a part of. It's a very special idea we'll hear more about in just a moment. Of course, the Canadian Opera Company is the largest producer of opera in this country and one of the largest in North America. So this hub will be an important landing spot for performers, industry members, and opera lovers. Canadian Opera Company General Director Alexander Neef joins me on the phone with more on this online portal, the virtual choir, and the state of the COC going forward. Alexander, welcome back to the new Classical FM.
Thanks for having me.
Great to be with you. You know, the last time you and I got together, much different circumstances. You were introducing the 2020-21 season, your last as General Director of the COC. Tell us about this last few months for your team, what you're facing with the new season looming in the fall. Give us a picture of this last 8 weeks for you.
Well, as you know, almost everybody, we've been at home setting up, you know, temporary offices and in our apartments and houses and try to keep the company going. And, you know, I want to say I'm really proud of myself, how they've taken that challenge and how we have kept the company going, even though we, you know, we had obviously had to cancel the remainder of the 1920 season, and there was some really heavy lifting to be done, but that we've also been able to move into, you know, not only managing a crisis, but also developing content and new content and reach out and maintain a presence. I'm very proud of that.
It's a story we're hearing over and over again from different arts organizations, and it's certainly hard to make these tough decisions when there are so many moving parts. But at the same time, I'm very inspired to see all the innovation that's been happening, certainly with the COC and others.
Well, you know, it's been really amazing how both the audiences and artists have reacted to the crisis. And then there's this really unifying force, I want to say, of we have to be able to come back. And what do we do while we wait for that to happen?
Right.
And there's been so much deep generosity, and people, you know, returning their tickets as a donation, artists offering to help us create content, and it's been amazing.
Do you have an idea when you're going to be able to make announcements about 2020-2021? I know people are sort of taking different routes on how they want to handle that. Have you put together a timeline for what that's going to look like?
No, but mostly because I think there's still too many variables in that equation.
Sure.
We're obviously, you know, not doing nothing about it. We try to gather as much real information that's out there to figure out how the perspective is moving, you know, into the summer and then into the fall. But luckily, we don't have to start rehearsals for the fall season tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell me about putting together Opera at Home, because this is something you've been doing over the last few weeks and now available on this new hub. What was the thinking there?
Well, the immediate thinking really was when we had to make the decision to cancel the spring season, is what do we do? And we were just gearing up to give people two great operas, Aida and The Flying Dutchman. And so the idea was pretty immediate to say there has to be a touch point every day, not only for the audience that we already have, but also for people who might look for a more casual access point to the COC and to opera in general. And so this idea of doing opera at home and posting one clip of something, you know, iconic that the COC has done over the last little while, there was a very strong, quick consensus on that. And it was so well received. And people really went for it. And we got a lot of positive messages and support that said, this is, you know, what we want from you. And thank you for staying in touch. Thank you for giving us something in these difficult and trying times.
So your team envisioned this new COC hub. It is launched in the last week. If you're a subscriber, you're an opera lover, what should the experience be when you arrive right now at coc.ca/hub?
Well, it's really supposed to be a meeting place.
Yeah.
Right? A virtual meeting place, because our business is to gather a group of performers and staff to do live shows for people who have gathered in the auditorium for those live shows. And none of this we can't do right. We can't do it right now.
That's right.
So the idea is, how can we still gather people? And even how can we gather ourselves? And then how can we give something to our audience? And the hub, and to have one place where people could go to and have a variety of opportunities there, seem to be the right way to do it.
It's a learning tool. It's a performance tool. There's a lot there. And announced yesterday, the Canadian Opera Company inviting singers of all ages and abilities to join together in a powerful display of the connecting power of music, the virtual choir. And you've got the great Sandra Horst working on this, your Price Family Chorus Master. Talk to me about this. What I have to imagine is going to be quite an elaborate operation.
It is going to be quite elaborate, and it's the virtual choir is just the first of many digital offerings that you can expect to appear on the COC's digital content hub over the next little while. And we're excited to start with a virtual choir, not only because Sandra Horst, our chorus master, is like one of the great chorus masters in the opera world, and that she's taken that on, and I'm really, really grateful to her. And it's an event that's about bringing people together while staying safely in their homes and bringing them together through the power of music.
Verdi's Anvil Chorus, a great choice. And starting, well, as of yesterday, participants can register for this event at coc.ca/virtual choir. And you're going to get a starter pack. There'll be a step-by-step video tutorial recorded by Sandra. There's a backing track with COC Ensemble Studio performers, full instructions on how to record your part, and then you go from there. You've got till May 30th to put this together.
Yeah, and we hope it's going to be a large chorus, because if you've been to live opera, you will know the thrill of a large chorus. There's really quite nothing like the power of many voices singing together. And we chose the Anvil Chorus because it has this amazing impact, right? I mean, it's in a way a work song. In the opera, in a real performance, there's literally people on stage banging on anvils.
Right.
So we also want people to bang while they sing.
Right. That might be part of it, yes.
And then, you know, banging is something that we do these days to thank our healthcare workers and really show them our support and our gratitude for what they do. So it seemed like the perfect piece of music to go to in this very situation that we're in right now.
The deadline for submissions, May 30th. So if you want to be a part of this, join the COC through the virtual choir. Pretty fun. coc.ca/virtual choir. And Alexander, I'm really glad we were able to connect again here on the program. We know that the Opera Company is adapting and will continue to adapt. So thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Visit coc.ca/hub to access all the company's webinars, the online tutorials, the interactive programs for adults and young people, as well as registration details for the choir and Opera at Home series. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That's our look at the arts.